Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez will not seek top Democrat spot on House Oversight Committee. By Paul Bois on May 5, 2025. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said she will not seek the top Democrat spot on the House Oversight Committee as Representative Jerry Connolly, DVA, plans to step aside. Though Ocasio-Cortez, AOC, ran for the top spot this past December before being defeated by Connolly, the Congresswoman said on Monday that she does not believe she could beat a more senior member of the U.S. House. It's actually clear to me that the underlying dynamics in the caucus have not shifted with respect to seniority as much as I think would be necessary. And so I believe I'll be staying put at Energy and Commerce, Ocasio-Cortez told reporters. Ock refused to comment on who she thinks should win. There's no vacancy. There's no official race yet, so I won't comment on that. And I want to be respectful of Ranking Member Connolly, she said. As noted by NBC News, the Congresswoman not seeking the post marks a surprising turn given that she has been attracting thousands of supporters at speeches around the country and has been floated as a potential presidential candidate in 2028. The announcement from Ock comes after Politico reported last Thursday that Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, has been pitching herself for the top Democrat spot on the House Oversight Committee to fellow party members, sending text messages, emails, and hosting conversations on the House floor. Though the space has not yet been left vacant, Democrat Representative Jerry Connolly, VA, has planned to step aside as he battles the recurrence of esophageal cancer. Per the report, Crockett has told other lawmakers that she's made for the moment. The People said, an apparent reference to the desire among Democratic voters for more forceful resistance to President Donald Trump. She told Politico in a text message that, while there isn't a vacancy, knowing that Rep. Connolly doesn't plan to seek re-election and knowing that our oversight powers are broad, I'm ready to shine a light on the very dark things taking place in our country under this administration. She added, I wouldn't want anyone to think that I'm not interested in leading our investigative body while also communicating and educating the country on our findings. Should Crockett turn the spot, it would mark a noticeable shift in Democrat leadership to the younger and progressive wing led by the likes of Rep. Ocasio-Cortez and others. Crockett has positioned herself as a staunch critic of President Donald Trump's administration and recently compared the mass deportation programs to kidnapping. As far as I'm concerned, you're randomly kidnapping folk and you're throwing them out of the country against their civil rights. Against their constitutional rights, Crockett said in an Instagram video recently. And, frankly, how would they feel if some other country decided that they were gonna just start throwing people randomly in our country? Like, that is absolutely insane, she added. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.